Have you done anything of that sort?
No, Baba, I haven't done. That's why I come to you. You say, don't you worry, not a hair of yours will be touched. If what you say is right, if you are not involved in embezzlement, then nothing is going to harm you. Why are you worried about it? Don't worry. Go back. Continue with your work. If you are sure that you are not involved in it,
no, Baba, I am not involved in it.
Alright, then don't worry, because truth itself will prevail, remember. No amount, the whole world will turn against you,
but
eventually truth will prevail, and people will know what has happened. Don't you worry, your hell will never be harmed. So he felt much comforted about it. After a year, what I hear is that this man is put behind the bar. So what will my interrogating mind feel? This man has just given a little comforting hand and sent him out. He, poor fellow, I believe him instead of believing my Baba. That is mine. He would want to believe what he wants to believe and give everything that should be believed. Yeah. So my mind believed the man and disbelieved the authority. Baba said that nothing will take the harm. How is it? So that means it's an extraordinary. Something like that. My mind went down. Now what happened is, years are passing by. And he didn't stop there. Then he felt so much for this man. He called me and said, see what this? The cable has been received from his family. That he's in the bus and he's put in the prison. 7 years rigorous imprisonment. The imprisonment was such. And his government, what is to be done? Who will look after the family now, Father? Or what about the children? What about his wife? This is a great arrangement. Send him from somewhere, send him. See that every month he is healthy. See that his children grow properly. We have to simplify. For 7 long years, this extraordinary good policy. Looked after the family, looked after everything, the education of the children, had a house and everything. One day, after 7 years of jail, he's out now. And he used to write from jail, Baba, I'm so beholden to you that you're looking after my family, you're taking care of my family, I'm in prison and all that. No word is spoken about anything, but Baba all the time showering his love, showering him comforting words and all that. Well, what is in your, what is predestined, you have to continue with that and this and that and all that. But that never satisfied my mind. I believe that poor fellow is suffering for nothing at all. He couldn't do anything. Being sitting here like that and saying, I am this and I am the highest of the high and greatest of the great. And what is this? How does it help us? Then what happened? After, I think it was the 9th year, when an opportunity was given for all his loved ones to come close to him. He's out of jail. He now is there. So he comes one day. He's out of employment. He comes one day. He's about filing past, thousands of past. He's there. I recognize him. He has come. Baba also recognizes him. So where are your children? How is your wife? How are you? So Baba, because of your grace, they have survived. They are there, they are in the line, they will be coming. Alright, let them come. How are you? Any job or anything? No, Baba. So Baba, then the whole file is passing by. Everything is stopped now because here there is this person there. So Baba was raised on a higher platform. Come on. He is so compassionate that it's a private interview. Again. So he asked to lean forward and tell them when he's there. Now tell me if you're really involved in the embezzlement or not. Just did that. What do you say to such a person? Never do it again. For 9 long years he kept quiet. 9 long years he provided for the family and all that. Why? Because this man had a guilt and bezel and earned no money and all that. And he tells him, that he has not done anything. And Baba accepts the fact. You know how Baba, he accepts, he becomes absolutely ignorant. Because he plays that part, he uses that instrument to bring it closer and closer to that. That's how it is. These little things, these are the attributes of the God. It's all God. It's not no joke for a simple person. A simple person would give him a tight slap. He says, you fooled me. He was not fooled. We were fooled. See, all the, I was fooled and he was fooled. I was fooled because I believed this man instead of believing me. That is how. How can I give such examples? They are all rejected in my life, but this is a broad outcome. From that, I realized no ordinary person, not even an extraordinary person, the attributes are only the and if the attributes express and expose of God, then he must be God. What he says is right. That's how he can. You follow now?
तैयारी करूँ घया